In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good to have you along, everybody. It's Monday, the 16th of May today, and have we got a deal for you. Thanks to the Securities and Exchange Commission, we can all now become fabulously wealthy venture capitalists. Or lose some money. Maybe a fair sum of money. Take your pick. The proximate cause is Title III of the Jobs Act, the Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act, signed into law 4 years ago. The relevant subheading is Regulation Crowdfunding. It lets, for the first time, regular people, that is, not registered investors, it lets them buy equity, ownership in a small business or a startup. And those startups are, as of today, right now, already advertising their cool new ideas on new crowdfunding platforms looking for small investors. Can you say small business startup ecosystem? Sure, I knew you could. From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on it.
It wasn't hard to find small business advocates ready to declare this launch a kind of new day in America. Richard Swart is with NextGen Crowdfunding.
Small businesses can turn customers into investors or fans into owners.
And they sure could use the help, says Ted Zoller, an entrepreneurship fellow at the Kauffman Foundation.
3 in 5 fail in the first 5 years. And this is at a time when the cost of starting up is at an all-time low.
Zoller says equity crowdfunding could be key to help struggling startups get over the hump.
It's this early stage valley of death, the proof of concept period of a venture where the dollars just aren't very abundant. Unfortunately, they're the hardest dollars to get.
We're hearing a soundtrack for one product that launched its crowdfunding appeal today. It's the brainchild of three of the top electronic dance music DJs on the festival circuit. They're selling what they call NICE, frozen cocktails, mojito, margarita, in a paper cup. Spokesman Thomas Van Hare.
So every bit of capital we raise is going into the marketing. And this capital gives us the ability to grow faster.
Partly, he says, by turning every new investor into a brand ambassador, talking up the frozen cocktails to friends and fellow partiers. But Peter Cohen, a business lecturer at Babson College, says for any crowdfunding deal, buyer beware.
This is going to be great for the companies and bad for the investors. The odds of investors making any money on it are incredibly low. I mean, I think they should all expect to lose their money.
Because, like we said at the beginning, the odds of failure are so high. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.